The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Do you want to live a longer, fuller life, elevate your health, and restore your digestive system?
The bread, the pasta, the crackers, the bagels, the cereals, all the stuff that America's hooked on. These are major inflammatory proteins. You see, our wheat today is not the same as it was in the days of Jesus when he said, you know, give us this day our daily bread. Now he'd say, do not eat the bread. Because the bread is highly inflammatory. The gluten is inflammatory.
Next on Life Today.
Welcome to Life Today. I'm Randy Robinson. Tammy Trent is with me, and we have a wonderful special guest, Dr. Don Colbert. And you know, Dr. Colbert has helped so many people with their health, and we have a responsibility to steward this body, and we're going to help you do it today. We're going to talk about Dr. Colbert's Health Zone Essentials. We've got a lot of great products to help you with your health. And Tammy, I know this has meant something personally to you and your family.
Totally. My sister was diagnosed with diverticulitis. And I think the doctors were telling her that the only way to find healing is to rip out your colon. Some other great friends of mine are really close to Dr. Don and his wife, Mary. And they were like, you've got to get in touch with Dr. Don. So my sister called him, and her life has been turned around. She did not need surgery. He basically saved her life. But my brother's gone, my brother-in-law, it just so many people that I know have gone to see Dr. Don, where they have said he's literally saved my life.
Well, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. It's great being here.
Yes. Give us a little bit of an overview of all. I know there's a lot of material. We're going to spend several programs on this, but kind of give us a framework of this.
Well, for years, Randy, patients have come to me and say, Dr. Colbert, which of your books do I need to read in order to gain the understanding so I can live a long, healthy life and achieve optimal health? And so I used to say, I'll just read my seven pillars of health, but now that was over 20 years ago. But I've written so many books since then that's built on that knowledge. So what I said, there's four key books you need. And so what I did is I wrote these four books, but it's too much for a lot of people to read. So what I did is I put the most pertinent information in the Health Zone Essentials. And step number one, there are four key steps. When followed in this order, the health usually is restored to optimal health. Number one, restore your gut. You see, your gut is your foundation of health. It's like a foundation of a house. When you build a house, you never start with the walls or the roof or the ceiling. You start with a foundation. Your gut is the foundation of health. That's where two-thirds of your immune system is, right here in your gut. So many people have a weak immune system because they have a gut with all the gas and bloating and diarrhea, constipation, their gut is a mess. They have leaky gut, they have dysbiosis, they have all these gut issues. They have a compromised immune system. Did you know that the probiotics, or the good bacteria in your gut, literally train your immune system? Did you know that Hippocrates, the father of medicine, said over 2,000 years ago, all disease begins in the gut? And now most experts are agreeing with him that this is true. Well, I teach you simply which foods, which supplements, which probiotics, and especially foods like avocados, bone broth, collagen, heal the gut, restore the gut, prebiotics, fiber, what kinds of fiber. So again, I teach you the foods that heal the gut. Then after we heal the gut, then what we want to do is we want to achieve the weight loss and maintain the weight loss and to reverse and prevent disease by following a healthy Mediterranean keto diet. This is the perfect diet for longevity. I wrote a book about 25, 30 years ago, and it was called What Would Jesus Eat? And it was a Mediterranean diet. But you know, now I know that you can't eat the wheat that we recommended back then because the wheat is highly inflammatory today. So what I do is I teach people how to follow a healthy keto diet using lots of olive oil, avocado oil, which you know about avocado, as well as, healthy proteins and as well as healthy veggies. And then once you achieve your weight loss, then we make a transition. We transition you to a healthy Mediterranean diet with all the variety, with all the tremendous health benefits of the Mediterranean diet. But we keep it low sugar, low carb. And so that way we maintain our weight and we prevent most diseases. And then step three is hormone optimization. This is critical. Have you ever compared the energy of a 20-year-old with an 80 or 90-year-old? There's a huge difference. Well, what I've done, I've taken a lot of 80 and 90-year-olds and I optimized their hormones to the level of a 20-year-old, and guess what? They have tremendous energy. Yeah. I just saw a 92 and a 93-year-old yesterday. This 93-year-old is working out 3 days a week with a trainer, and he's on the bike for 5 miles of 3 days
Amazing.
A week.
Amazing.
Tremendous energy. But he's got his hormones optimized.
Yes, yes.
And so I have found when we optimize the hormones, we have the energy, the vitality, the health, and longevity that just helps you prevent most every disease when you have them optimized. But you don't want to start with that. You start with your gut. And then finally, step number four is protect the brain. So many Christians, so many people, as they age, they start to develop memory loss, dementia, Alzheimer's, and eventually they're just warehoused in a nursing home. Yeah. That doesn't have to happen. And in this book, in the Health Zone Essentials, I teach you the key steps you need to do, the foods you need to eat, the supplements you need to take, the hormones you need to take, and the lifestyle factors that boost the most powerful hormone in the body to protect your brain, which is brain-derived neurotrophic factor that helps to restore the brain. It helps to heal the brain and to remove the beta amyloid that gums up the brain. And we start by following simply free natural lifestyle habits, such as intermittent fasting, regular exercise, and deep, well-oxygenated restorative sleep on your side, which helps remove beta amyloid.
Sleep on your side.
Yeah. Sleep on your side.
Yes.
We're just talking about
yes,
that, right?
Because I'm a side sleeper and I keep thinking I should sleep on my back.
No, no.
Also
the
healthiest, for wrinkles on my face.
The healthiest sleeper for the brain are the ones who sleep on their side.
Really?
It activates the lymphatic system in the brain, which is the waste removal system that removes beta amyloid, that horrible plaque that gums up the brain. And finally, I also teach people in our exercise video stretching exercises that help to maintain a healthy back, as well as maintain good posture, and some key core and balance exercises. Okay. So we just put it all together for health and longevity.
All right, so we've got all of that in a package available for you to pick up, and we'll tell you about that. And by the way, if you miss any of these programs, because we're gonna cover these in several programs, you can always go to lifetoday.org and you can see the different programs with Tammy and I and with my parents. Today, let's start with that foundation.
Okay,
so...
Well, the gut.
The gut. Now, when you say the gut, are we just talking the stomach? Oh. What yes. exactly is that? Does
now,
that
Now, when people see the gut, they think of a big belly sticking out of here. The gut is simply the stomach, the small intestines, and the colon.
Okay.
And so we want all of them healed, but especially the small intestines. The small intestines is where most of the gut issues occur, and well, also stomach, but mainly small intestines. So we start with the small intestines. We want to heal the small intestines because so many people are eating the very foods that disrupt the gut. The worst thing are the medicines doctors prescribe. Mm. And unfortunately, as a doctor, I used to do it years ago. Now I don't do it. But the worst thing for the gut are antibiotics.
Wow. Why is that?
Because antibiotics kill the good bacteria that train the immune system. You see, the probiotics or the good bacteria literally train your immune system to fight disease. So when you're killing those good bacteria, you are decimating your immune system. Some of these antibiotics are so strong, it's like dropping a nuclear bomb on a city, or like and it'll just destroy everything. So antibiotics like Cipro and Levaquin, and these are the quinolones. They just literally decimate the gut. And there's many others, broad spectrum. They're really harmful because they decimate the gut as well as the immune system. And so I teach patients what, if they're going to take antibiotics, to how to do it.
Okay.
And or to take natural antibiotics like oregano, and to use herbs and things that boost the immune system, and vitamin D. Vitamin D boosts the immune system, and natural antivirals.
Wow,
So again, I teach them how to do this to keep their immune system strong. But what we want to do to heal the immune system is to avoid the meds that really destroy it. The second worst are anti-inflammatories, which many people take every day.
Can I ask a question about the antibiotics? Because, I mean, isn't there a good reason to take an antibiotic? Because the doctors aren't prescribing them for bad reasons, right?
Well, many times, no, that's not so. So many doctors prescribe antibiotics for colds and flus and viral infections, and they do nothing to treat viral infections. They treat, yes, if you have a bad bacterial infection, Yes, like if you have a pneumonia, bacterial pneumonia, meningitis, absolutely, you need an antibiotic. But also what doctors fail to do, unfortunately most of them, and I used to be the same way, they fail that once they finish the course of antibiotics to put them on a probiotic and a prebiotic to bring back the bacterial, the good bacteria back in the gut, see? So if you're gonna take it, and I'm not saying that you should never take an antibiotic, I'm just saying be wary. Usually we have a natural alternative, like for a bladder infection for women. Women get bladder infections, they put them on these super strong antibiotics that decimate the gut bacteria. Instead, you can use a natural supplement called D-mannose, 500 milligrams. You take 500 milligrams, 2 to 4 tabs twice a day, and it clears most bladder infections.
Interesting.
So, what I'm saying is there's, for minor infections, there's usually a natural alternative. So again, and I'll talk about that in the book, we don't want to totally eliminate antibiotics, but if you have a serious illness, of course you need an antibiotic, but if you do take an antibiotic, please take a probiotic for usually 3 to 6 months or longer.
Wow. What's the difference between a probiotic and a prebiotic?
Well, a probiotic is the good bacteria themselves. There's lots of good probiotics, beneficial bacteria. There's many different phyla of them or families of them and many different ones that have tremendous, powerful protective functions of our body. The prebiotics are the foods that feed the probiotics. And prebiotics, foods that contain prebiotics are garlic and onions and artichokes and leeks. And these are just probiotic foods. Then you have probiotics, fructooligosaccharides, galactooligosaccharides. These are powerful foods for the probiotics, okay? So they feed and nourish the good bacteria, and they make them strong, and they multiply like crazy.
So I woke up yesterday, and I was not feeling good at all. I was sick. I was nauseated, and honestly, something was going on in my gut, Dr. Don. And I had to cancel meetings. I had to cancel interviews, everything, and just crawl back into bed. And it was like that fetal position to just kind of tuck as much as I could. Something was going on. And today, I'm better, thank God. But I'm just like, if I wanted to, I was afraid to put something in my body. I was even afraid to take my probiotics, any of my supplements yesterday. I didn't know, but where could I start? Like, there's something going on still today, and I want to help heal my gut. Where do I start?
Well, one of the best things for the gut is just having bone broth soup. It's one of the best things for the gut, as well as probiotics and some prebiotics and fiber. And so we have a fiber zone that also provides food for the gut. It has the fiber, the psyllium husk powder with the inulin, a prebiotic, and it helps the gut tremendously. What you don't want to take for the gut is the wheat and the dairy. Those are inflammatory to the gut. And the nightshades and the lectins, which are beans, peas, lentils, that you usually irritate the gut. You remove the irritants, see? And then you put in the healing foods, and the healing foods are the foods like, you know, rice, white, a little white rice is good, not a lot, but like soups with white rice, onions, garlic, things like that. And so those are soothing for the gut.
For sure.
So for someone, there's so much information, right? Which is why the book is great. But how do you know where you're at to know where you need to go? You know what I mean? With, do I need to see you or another doctor, or,
Is there again, most people can simply read the book, start taking a few key supplements, follow the diet. The diet is the key. You know, the most inflammatory foods we eat that really damage the gut, once the gut's compromised, certain foods will actually make it worse. And so what I taught, I put them on a special diet. We eliminate foods for a while, and then you can resume some of these if you want. But the foods that mainly harm the gut are mainly what I call the you know, the wheat, the gluten foods, the bread, the pasta, the crackers, the bagels, the cereals, all the stuff that America's hooked on. Realize that gluten and wheat contains 23,788 proteins, any one of which can inflame the body and the gut. Two of the worst are glutenin and gliadin. These are major inflammatory proteins. You see, our wheat today is not the same as it was in the days of Jesus when he said, you know, give us this day our daily bread. Now he'd say, do not eat the bread. Because the bread is highly inflammatory. The gluten is inflammatory. And so many people, are their guts are sensitive to the gluten. Why? Because most of the bread is sprayed, or most of the grain, wheat grains, are sprayed with glyphosate, which is Roundup. It's a pesticide that kills the gut bacteria. Plus, it has all these inflammatory proteins. So we get people off this for a season. Now, if you want to resume some organic or Ezekiel bread, something like that, later,
Ezekiel
is okay.
Bread,
it's okay. But let's heal your gut first, because most of the commercial breads today are inflammatory for the gut. So is dairy, your milk, your cheese, even your yogurt. Now, if you switch over to goat or sheep milk yogurt, it's better, or some coconut yogurt, it's better. And then also the soybeans. You say, I don't eat soybeans, and the corn. Over 90% of that's genetically modified. When it's genetically modified, it literally harms your gut. Eat organic. If you don't eat corn, eat organic corn. Avoid the soybeans. They have a lot of lectins in it that cause a lectin. You say, what are lectins? They're large proteins in plants, especially in grains. Wheat has some of the worst, but it's also in the seeds and it's in the peel of a lot of our vegetables like tomatoes and peppers and eggplant and paprika and potatoes. The peels of potatoes. It's full of that. It irritates a lot of people's gut. So we simply remove these inflammatory foods for a season, then we rotate them in. We use a less inflammatory type of wheat.
Okay.
Some ancient grains or some Ezekiel bread, which a lot of times doesn't hurt people. Okay.
So is this what you're covering in the cookbook?
Yes, that's what I cover in the cookbook. Yes.
Okay. How to get the right ingredients.
Right,
and how to make stuff.
And then, yes, I tell them the ingredients that they need to eat for a while so their gut heals, how to plant the good bacteria, how to put the fiber in, some prebiotics in, some resistant starches.
How long does it take to start healing?
Like usually 4 to 6 weeks.
4 to 6 weeks. So if I started getting this cookbook, I'm gonna start making some changes today. If somebody's got just a really bad gut,
right? Well, most people do.
Yeah,
most
people do. All do. But 4 to 6 weeks, you could turn this around.
Oh, absolutely. Your gut starts to heal. It heals real quick. That's the neat part about it. But then some people are gonna want to. Some people say when they introduce gluten back, maybe every 3 to 4 days, and their gut all of a sudden bloats and swells, and they feel horrible. They're lethargic. What's happening is these lectins bind to sugar molecules, and these sugar molecules are called sialic acid. That's are present on the lining of the small intestines. They're present on joints. And they're present in the brain. So when you eat a food that has these lectins that your body's sensitive to, all of a sudden, a lot of people get joint pains, like in their hands. And usually, joint pains in the hands are the nightshades, the tomatoes, the peppers, the salsa, the eggplant, the paprika, and the potatoes. Or it can be the coffee. A lot of people get pains in their thumbs. And you know what I ask these people when they get pains in their thumbs? I say, well, how much coffee you drink? And usually I hear, oh, four or five cups a day. Or, you know, three or two cups a day, but my cups are 16 ounces, So again, coffee, a lot of coffee beans seems to affect the thumbs.
That's weird.
Now also, when I see people with pain in their knees, many times it's the dairy, it's the cheese. They're cheese lovers. And so they're wearing their knees out. So again, with brain fog, usually it's they have a wheat brain. Big belly, they got a wheat belly. Okay, so again, these lectins, which are used, the plants use these lectins to protect them from insects and fungus and bacteria and viruses, but they also harm our guts and our joints and our brain.
All right. A lot of great information. almost too much, right?
Yeah.
But
so
you know what? If you will pick up the Health Zone Essentials and you want to get the cookbook, and we've got a great video that we mentioned on stretching and balance and things like that, all of these are available today to you. We want to give you things to give you the power to take control of your health. But we're also going to ask you to do something very special for someone else. Those who are suffering from a condition that's not really related to their diet, but from a lack of clean drinking water. So we want you to get these materials, but we also want you to reach out and help someone else. Watch this.
This scene plays out millions of times every day in developing countries around the world. A mother taking her child to collect water for their family. Marie used to make this same trip with three of her other children, but that is no more. Although the names change, the stories are the same for mothers like Therese, who lost two children to a waterborne disease. Marta, who still grieves from her loss of two children, sums up the fears and desperation of all the mothers in this area.
That's what breaks my heart. They have no other option, nowhere else to go. They will dig and dig and dig to try to find fresh, clean water, and they just can't get there. It's underneath their feet, but they need help. And we can help them. We can help them get that water. We can come in here, and we can drill a well that would change everything for these children, these mothers, for the rest of their lives. I'm asking you to believe with me for that change. Please, would you join with me? Would you give the best gift that you could give that could change everything for them today? The effects that water brings, life and death. When I listen and I hear them talking about they don't know how many more might die, they don't know how they'll make it through, and it's all because of water. You know, I woke up yesterday feeling sick, and the only thing I could put in my body was water that actually I knew was healthy for me. I knew that it would make me feel better. But I had access to whatever I needed. I had access to not just water, but water that was balanced even for my body. I had everything I needed. And it's helping me to even get better today and feel better today. But when I look at a piece like that and I see those children that are literally dying because of what they're drinking, and they don't have any other choice. They're feeling sick, they're bloated, they have stomach issues, they have gut issues, and they need clean drinking water to turn this around, just as it did for my life today. We can be a part of that. We can help these families all over the world turn this around by something so, so simple, like drilling a water, going in that village and drilling them a water that will give them life and life more abundantly. Randy, we've been doing it for years. We've been putting in, I think we've put in now like 8,000 wells around the world since we started this ministry.
Yeah, that's right.
It's
that's
incredible. Right. We want to do another 350 this year, and I believe we can do that.
Yes, we can with your help. And you said a word, Tammy, that is key. You said access.
Yeah.
And that's really what it comes down to, you see, because when we go into these villages and we drill that water well and we bring it up, and by the way, we build these fabulous wells. They're encased. We're going all the way down to the clean water, which not everybody does.
Yeah.
It changes their lives.
Completely. We've seen it.
We've seen it.
We've been there.
Their health turns around, and
yes,
it turns around quickly.
Yes,
so
does.
Look, here's what we're asking you to do today. And by the way, with any gift, you can request Dr. Colbert's Health Zone Essentials. It will put you on a pathway to better health. A gift of $75, you can request the whole bundle. But we want you to consider being a part of putting a well into the ground to change the lives of thousands of people. In fact, the average well costs about $4,800. And that will serve about 1,000 people for about 70 years. We say a lifetime, right? So if some of you can give an entire well. Dr. Colbert has been a wonderful supporter of this outreach for many years, and we appreciate him being a part of that. But your gift of $4,800 today will provide a well. It will change the lives of thousands of people. You will save lives. Now, most of you can't give an entire well. I get that. Your gift of $48 will, in essence, provide clean drinking water for a lifetime for 10 people. There's a wide range. My prayer is that whatever you can do, you will do something today. Because when we all come together, that's when we hit this goal or even exceed this goal of 350 wells in 20 nations. When we do this, we are giving love and life to people, and we always do it in the name of Jesus. This is not just a humanitarian outreach. This is a spiritual outreach. Mm-hmm. So will you go online or go to the phones right now? Make the best gift you can. Request Dr. Colbert's materials. We want to help you. But most importantly, let's share the love of Christ and give water for life.
Every day, thousands of lives are lost to waterborne disease, and nearly half of those are children under the age of 5. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, life-giving water for thousands of children and their families before it's too late. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15, and $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you Dr. Don Colbert's Health Zone Essentials, a roadmap to living a long, healthy, and energized life. With your gift of $75 or more, we'll also send you the Health Zone Bundle, which includes Dr. Colbert's Healthy Gut Zone Cookbook, filled with advice and his favorite recipes to guide you on your healing journey, as well as his special DVD, Stretch Your Way to Better Health, Gain Flexibility, Mobility, and Balance Through Daily Stretching Techniques. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and request our new bronze sculpture, A Cup of Water, inspired by Jesus' words in Mark 9:41. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Hey, Dr. Don Colbert here. Did you realize that contaminated drinking water is one of the leading causes of death and disease throughout the world? Clean drinking water is absolutely essential to good health. That's why I've joined with Life Today in helping to drill water wells throughout the world. We've been partners for years, and I encourage you to do the same. Give the gift of clean, healthy water. God bless you. Thank you.
I hope you are calling or going online. Going online is a great way to give life to someone who desperately needs it. And with any gift, we will send you Dr. Colbert's Health Zone Essentials. With a gift of $75 more, we've got this whole bundle for you. It will bless you. Tammy, yeah. This is revolutionary. This will change people's lives.
Seriously, there was so much we talked about today, so there's a lot we have to unpack. We did our best, but honestly, the best way for you to get this information, for it to stick, is to pick up these books. You'll have them in reach at any moment, and I'm going to start right now. We have to fight to get our bodies aligned and back in order, and Dr. Don has a way for us to do that. Thank you so much for being here today. What a blessing you are to
so many people. It's a blessing to be here.
We appreciate you. Yeah.
We've got more to cover.
Amen.
You'll be here, right?
Praise God.
All
absolutely.
Right. All right. Come back, and we'll see you again next time here on Life Today.
After years and years of pursuing adoption and having our daughter, we're then walking through a cancer diagnosis.
Next week on Life Today. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.